Now, this week, Margaret Mills is going to be looking at an astronomer from Wanstead. And you're not going to be looking at him through a telescope, are you?
No.
Right.
No, definitely not. I wouldn't know what I was looking at if I looked through a telescope. This is a man called James Pound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James Pound was around in the 18th century, and he was actually a clergyman by profession, so sort of amateur astronomer. He lived and worked at Wanstead. He was, in fact, clergyman of St. Mary's Church at Wanstead, and his parsonage was on the site of what is now Wanstead High School.
Right.
And he used to do an enormous amount of astronomy. He also wrote articles about astronomy, and he was concerned about the movement of the stars in relation to the movement of the Earth. But although he's well known in astronomy circles, perhaps it was his nephew who was the most famous. And his nephew, a young man called James Bradley, was trained by his uncle James Pound in astronomy. And he became even more famous than his uncle because he produced books, he produced learned articles that are still referred to by astronomy students today. And eventually, in the 1740s, James Bradley became Astronomer Royal.
Oh, right.
To the King, King George II, no less.
Right.
So that's Wanstead's connection with astronomy, quite a well-known one in astronomy circles.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at a World War One memorial just off the A132.
Where's that, in Wickford?
That's Wick Country Park area.
Oh, right. Okay.
As I say, just off the A132, the Wickford, Basildon, Southwood and Ferrers.
Okay, look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.